ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm just doing absolutely fabulous today.
Well, of course you are.
Yes. It's a great day.
How else could it be for the Gold Diva?
Well, whenever gold is up, the Gold Diva is happy.
There you go.
So it doesn't take much to make the Gold Diva happy. So we have gold up in the New York spot price aftermarket. Let's just take a double check here. Up $6.50 at $1,523. Only $4 off the high, so not a bad day for gold. Up $6.50 at $1,523. Silver was up 2 pennies at $1,731. Platinum was down $4 at $843. Palladium was up 19 at $1,452. The USDX today was up 0.13 at 98.11, and it truly is awesome to see gold moving as the same direction of the dollar, because usually it trends the other way. So it means there's a lot of power behind the price of gold. So can we break and go down? Of course. And sometimes it's healthy to have some pullbacks. It just builds that the strength of, and builds that base a little bit stronger. So if we have a little bit of pullback, ladies and gentlemen, don't panic, don't freak. It's healthy. So if we haven't had one for a while, we probably will have a little one. So it's and next week we have the meeting in Jackson Hole. You might see some pressure on gold next week, but so we'll see how it goes. But I'm very pleased with the way gold is handling, is working with the dollar being stronger. Crude oil is down 53 at 54.70, and the paper markets today, they were all over the page, but it looks like the Dow is closing up about 99 points, 25,578. The NASDAQ was still down 7 points, 77.66. The S&P was up 7 at 28.47. So a pretty weak showing in the paper markets following an 800-point drop yesterday. So a lot of weakness is still there. 10-year yield wasn't that long ago. It was a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I says, yeah, probably see the 10-year yield, 1.5, 1.53 today, 1.53% on the 10-year yield. Japan was down about 1.25. London was down. Germany was down a little bit. So not a lot of action overseas. Still no panic in these markets. You see fear creeping its way in, but certainly really no impacts enough for people to change their investment directions. They're just holding tight. Already you're beginning to hear the, back up the truck, because, these are good buys right now, and you're not going to hear anything different, but that's what Wall Street's going to tell you. But U.S. retail sales today surged in July. Consumers bought a range of goods. Even they did cut back on motor vehicles, though. The Commerce Department said today that the retail sales rose 0.7% last month. Data for June was revised slightly down to show retail sales gaining 0.3% instead of gaining 4.4%. So, and they'll readjust July's too. Excluding automobiles, gasoline, building materials, food services, retail sales jumped 1.0% last month after advancing by an unrevised 0.7%. Let's get some little more juicy facts here. Auto sales fell 0.6% after rising 0.3% in June. Receipts at service stations rebounded 1.8%. Of course, that was reflecting the higher gasoline prices. Home Depot, Lowe's, sales at building materials stores, they gained a little bit. Retail receipts at clothing stores increased at 0.8%. What really jumped was online and mail order retail sales. That jumped 2.8%, and that's the most in 6 months.
Sales. I'd say the clothing's up because school started.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. President Trump came out and said the United States is now, by far, the biggest, strongest, and most powerful economy in the world. It is not even close. As others falter, we will only get stronger. Consumers are in the best shape ever. Plenty of cash. No, I don't think they have plenty of cash. I think they have plenty of debt.
Yes, and credit.
Yeah, plenty of debt. So that's the that's where it's coming from. Let's see if there's any. Manufacturing productivity tumbled at its fastest pace in nearly 2 years in the second quarter. You have factories cutting hours for workers. Let's see if I have some numbers on that. Factory production dropped 0.4% in July. Output at factories has declined more than 1.5% since December of 2018. As we know, manufacturing makes up about 12% of the economy. It is also being weighed down by an inventory overhang. So yeah, I guess you get a little bit of good there and a little bit of bad. But it would be even better. You know, that manufacturing report would be better if we manufactured clothing here in the United States. If we did textiles here in the United States. You know, but
I remember
we
when
don't.
We did. I remember when we did, actually. I do remember that.
Oh, I did. I worked for a textile factory. I didn't last long. It's hard work. It's very difficult work.
But I remember some of my family members worked on sewing machines. They sewed materials. I remember that.
That's what I did. I was worked on a sewing machine.
Is that right? Now that's they sat there for hours. I mean, they worked their tail off. And they had what I'd call piecework. The more you produce, the more you made.
Yeah, it was quotas. You had to do quotas.
Yes.
And that's what you got paid by. So, yeah, it was done that. Done that. But it is very hard work. And I think I was only there.
That's maybe tedious work, too.
I think I was only there a week.
Oh, really?
I was like 16.
Well, that's been, 25 years ago now or so.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
so I decided to sling burgers instead. So.
My.
What's next, Butch?
Well, there's a lot going on, and I got hit a little bit on Epstein stuff because this is not going away, and I guess it's a good thing. People actually are making something out of this, and that may be a good sign. People are waking up and realizing we may have been lied to again. It's now coming out, according to some source of Washington Post, that Epstein may have been murdered. And the reason I say that is his Epstein autopsy finds evidence he may have been murdered as the public carries on with great debate about what really happened or didn't happen to Jeffrey Epstein early Saturday morning in the hour before he was found dead in his cell at MCC in apparent suicide. The Washington Post just unleashed a bombshell. First, remember how some witnesses claimed they had heard horrifying shrieking coming from Epstein's cell in the hour before his death? Well, here's one explanation for that. An autopsy report found that Epstein had endured multiple breaks in his neck bones, deepening the mystery surrounding his death last week. Among the bones broken in Epstein's neck was the hyoid bone, which is in men is near the Adam's apple. These breaks can occur in those who hang themselves, particularly if they are older, according to forensics experts and studies on the subject. But they are more common in victims of homicide or strangulation. Epstein was 200 pounds, 6 foot tall. He wasn't a little dude. And I've looked, and I did look some of this up to find out about their cells. I can't see any way it's possible he could have hung himself in a cell, his face with what were almost paper sheets. But now it's coming up, if he's really dead, and I do believe he probably is, he was killed by strangulation, and that's a fact. Another curious thing that happened too now, whether this is good or bad, did you know that the celebrity pathologist Michael Baden that did his more or less autopsy also did the one for JFK and OJ, and did you know that?
I heard, yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying, he worked with John F. Kennedy, with Martin Luther King Jr. I don't know who I always worked with. John Belushi, as far as, we'll say, actors. Kobe Bryant and Aaron Hernandez. Anyway, he worked with them. But I thought it was quite a coincidence. Now, again, it may be nothing. But to work with all these known celebrities, why was he chosen to work with Epstein? I just thought it was kind of a coincidence. You know, I mean, JFK was obviously under dubious circumstances. So, just thought I'd get your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're never going to know the story. I mean, and we can sit and speculate, and it's certainly, you know, all the stories and everything, what we read is certainly can bring a lot of questions to why this, why that. We can follow the dots, but we'll never know.
No, we'll never know.
But I think a lot of this is distractions.
Well, it could be.
And the thing of it is, I heard that his girlfriend or his supposed, they don't know where she's at.
I know that they can't find her yet.
They can't find her.
Yes.
Well, I'd be in hiding too.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, she's got the carbon copy of his book.
Well, now this is.
I mean, you know, she knows.
She knows him better than anybody else, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just odd things happen. The federal judge who oversaw the release of Jeffrey Epstein's sealed records was found dead. Judge Robert Sweet was found dead in his vacation home. No one knows exactly why he died, but he was found dead. That's just something, maybe a coincidence. Like I said, maybe it's just something to keep us occupied, but all these things are starting to connect dots here. And of course, Epstein mentioned he had 300 Brit associates, including Mick Jagger and Tony Blair, in his perverse little black book they found by FBI. So, I don't know, Melody. Maybe, I don't know. New Labour grandee Lord Peter Mandelson, who has 10 numbers, including one marked direct line, one for home, another for a country home, is also listed. Prince Andrew has 16 numbers to his name, including mobile lines for Balmoral and Sandringham Palaces, where he had visited the Royal. Andrew's ex, Sarah Ferguson, is also named in the address book with 18 phone numbers for her. So, I don't know. I really don't know that. I just don't know what to say on that. Just a lot of things here point in a certain direction. And this you're going to find amusing. In his home in Manhattan, mansion, it had a picture of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress. Of course, Monica Lewinsky is a famous blue dress. So maybe it's just ridiculous. Maybe it's nothing. And everyone could be nothing. I'm not saying it is anything. But a picture Bill Clinton in a dress? I'd rather have a picture of a donkey's hind end.
I don't know. You know, and again, you know, I don't know. To think, I just can't see nothing coming about any of this. There's not going to be anyone held accountable for it. They're going to write it off as a suicide.
I'm looking forward to peek on the news and then die away like so many things in the past have. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what's going to... No one's going to be held accountable. Those names won't be released. All of those that are suing, you know, now they're just going... They're just going to go after the estate and get paid millions of dollars, you know, to keep quiet and to sign a, you know... So, you know, it's... That's the way they do things. That's how the wealthy works. You know, they never get... You know, I was thinking earlier today, and I don't even know, this isn't even... I was just thinking, you know, people who have billions and billions of dollars, we can't think in the same or behave in the same manner. And I'm not saying everybody that is billionaires are bad. However, you got enough money to cover up anything that you do.
Well, obviously, you and I will never know about that. But you're right. Money can bring influence and we'll say power to a lot of people.
Just think if we could just do... And I hear people say this all the time. Well, you know, if I had that much money, I would never do that and blah, 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 blah. Maybe we wouldn't. But we don't know until we had that kind of money.
And I think it's a lot on how you make it, too. These people probably didn't make the money they made, we'll say, totally honestly,
you're right,
and morally. So they may pervert themselves for the love of money, which the Bible says is the root of all evil. So I think that it depends on how you make it. And maybe an honest man makes it and he appreciates it and glorifies God with it, and that's wonderful. But these kind of people, I would think, as a whole, we know Clintons are a couple, two of them. Who knows how much evil they have done to reach their financial level and the power and the prestige that they now have. But I will say this, that one day, judgment day is coming, and all men will find level justice on that day. You know that. So that's something they might want to think about, although I know they don't want to. But one day, all the things we've done in secret is going to be made known to everybody. And these people are going to pay a price for whatever thing they've done to maintain their wealth. And I don't care who it is. I don't care whether it's the President of the United States or who it is. One day, the works they've done to further themselves, if it was evil, will come out. And also, the works they've done maybe for the good ones that have helped people, that will come out also, what they did to, maybe to help the poor or take care of things for the people that are of need. But,
well, I think those that are bad and so forth, I don't think it's necessarily we'll know, but the one that does know is the one that's important.
Oh, yes.
You know, because they will be held accountable. They'll finally be held accountable.
That's absolutely right. And I just tell them with all my heart, as a pastor, I have to say this. If they're living that and they have a chance to repent, they better do it, because one day they will be held accountable. And I don't know how else to say it, that what they're going to pay for their sins on this earth for eternity, it's not going to be worth it. What the beings and they've had and the luxuries and the pleasures they had on earth will soon be forgotten in the place where they're going to go without repentance. And that's true of everybody, but especially people that use their authority and power to hurt innocent people. Now, innocent blood is a very serious thing to have in your hands when you enter into the presence of God.
What's next?
Oh my, how far you want to go? Well, I got a headline here, kind of broke my heart, Melody. Canopy Growth, world's largest pot company, lost $1 billion in 3 months. So that means no point going into the pot business, they're going broke. Here was God's going to set up a pot business here, see, in West Virginia, and growed here in the hill, but stocks falls 10% in late trading after elimination of C118 billion and warns related to Constellation Brands investment leads to earnings miss. But Canopy Growth reported a 1.2 billion quarterly loss Wednesday. Now, I don't know how that worked, that they lost over a quarter and $1.25 billion in one quarter. That's a lot of money. And I would thought that right now the pot industry, you know, the special CBD oil and all that would be booming. So I don't know how that worked. But that's a big chunk of money going.
Well, you know, you have to ask yourself this question. Did they do the accounting before or after?
Good question.
Checking their inventory.
Good question.
Were they partaking in their inventory prior to or after the accounting? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, welcome back. We were talking about deer and beach. Doesn't seem like the two go together, but they do here where I live, here in the southern tip of the Delmarva Peninsula. So we have lots of deer here, and Butch was telling me about all the deer that he saw in his yard today. I says, well, I have five. Does that count?
Oh, they all count.
Yeah.
They're getting to be a nuisance. Eat all Marsh's flyers, but I tell them not to worry about it because come October, there'll be steak on the table, so don't let it bother you. Let them eat the flowers. You know? There you go. If people could hear us talking during the break, giving each other a hard time, I think they'd enjoy that. But anyway, you know, but I am thankful where I live. I like living in the country. I do. I'm the last house down a holler. And nobody's around me. Can't see houses around me. And I look out the yard. I see apple trees and a pasture land and deer and a couple cows and whatever goes through, turkeys. And I like where I live, or I wouldn't be here. I like privacy. I really do. I do.
Good.
Now, you want to go back to business? You want to keep talking about something personal?
Hey, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
You know, remember Scaramucci, the Mooch? Remember, he went to work for President Trump, and you know he had a potty mouth, mouth. He was canned, and you know, once in a while he was making the rounds. Well, he's really beginning to make the rounds once again, only on the opposite side of President Trump. He's accusing Trump of mentally declining. You know, he's been on some various other programs saying that Trump will eventually, you know, kill this country and so forth. He'll attack it. He'll come after you and so forth and whatnot. Is this some sort of a setup or something?
Well, I've been hearing this talk, not just from him, but other people too, that with the new insanity laws that they're making for gun owners, they're going to apply them to maybe the Trump. I'm already talking about that. They say the man's unstable, that he's a reason for the shooting in El Paso. Is causing division of the country. He's mentally unstable, cannot lead the country. So I don't know, Melody. But, you know, we're not very far, a year and a little bit over a year to the next election. If Trump's elected again, what would you think I would do to the country? I mean, it's divided into so many factions since he took office. I'm not saying that's good or bad. That's beside the point. We are divided. If he gets back in again, has nothing to lose the next 4 years. What could happen?
Well, let me just put it this way. This is the first time I think it doesn't really matter this time. You know, we often talk about it didn't matter whether it was Republican or Democrat. It was really the same. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. They're both the same. Doesn't matter who's in there. They're a puppet. You know, it's they get to do some things on their own. They're controlled by some. You can see those who they're visited by. I mean, I don't know how many times Kissinger has been in the office and, you know, so forth and whatnot. And, I mean, it's really the connections are all the same, the deep ones, not the ones that they flutter around in the front and so forth that most people pick, but the really deep back door. It's all the same. But this election, Butch, I don't think it really matters. I think this country is on a path.
Well,
it doesn't matter who gets. It really doesn't matter who gets elected.
I think you're probably right, because if Hillary had been elected, it'd been in the same kind of divisions, maybe just in a different direction, we'll say. But it'd been the same problem.
But it was different then. It was still different because it would have been still a little bit different because we just weren't where we are today. We just weren't there at that point in time. I mean, there was a Republican. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't have been the presidency, but the House and the Senate was all Republicans.
That's true. That's very true.
So she wouldn't have been able to do anything, at least for the first 2 years.
But
and
that's
then
not
who
the,
knows
point.
What would... and the Republicans would have kept all the seats at that midterm election. And yes, you can do everything by executive order and everything like that. I get that, which, you know, all the presidents do now, which I totally disagree with. I don't think they should be limited. You
agree.
Get 10 executive orders this, you know, for the term of your 4 years, so do them wisely. You know?
Well, I just know division would have come either way. I don't care who's in it. There'd been division either way. So I don't know. Is Trump divide the country and any president? Yep, this time, probably so. But I don't think there'd be any difference with Hillary. It'd been division also. At the point now, we'll share this in a little bit too about what happened in Philadelphia yesterday.
Want to say this one thing too, though. The conservative right, the Christian, we've even been divided.
Oh, we have been.
At least we were one group and we were all against the same thing. Now it's all in. This is election and what we face as a country, I think, is the day of reckoning is, you know, I don't mean to be gloomy or doomy or, positive.
I
always have hope and, you know, thinking. And my point is, I think this would be the perfect time for a third party. I think a third party, if they were smart, you know, if it wasn't like who was that guy that was at the, was he the Independent or the Green Party that smoked dope? What was his name?
Oh,
Johnson?
Come on. Yeah.
If you had somebody credible like a Ross Perot or a Pat Buchanan, somebody with that caliber, they'd wipe the election from the Democrats.
If they could raise the funds to run, and I know God personally.
And they would.
I know God personally that would like to run, and he's a millionaire, so I can't afford it. And I can understand why. I can, because it would cost a fortune. But nonetheless, the nation's divided, and Christ warned about that, and the house divided will fall to come to destruction. A nation's divided on purpose. The church has been divided on purpose. The enemy knows that a divided people are easily conquered. We fight among ourselves instead of fighting the enemy. And that's where we are. And folks, whether you like it or not, America is really a divided nation now. And possibly on the verge of some civil disobedience with each other, not with the powers that be. Of course, that'd be part of it too, I guess, but a civil war, I should say, with different factions. It's very possible and most likely to happen. And I say if Trump's elected, will that be the catalyst? Maybe. I don't know. But I do know, Millie, I'm watching what's happening in this country, and I don't like what I'm seeing. Not at all.
I don't either.
I
just don't see how it's going to change regardless of who is elected.
I do not either. No need.
But anyway.
We'll tell you this. Jeff Bezos sold 960,000 shares of his Amazon stock last week to fund his space program, Blue Origin. At around $1,900 per share, he collected $1.8 billion for his space program. We'll see. Another article I thought was kind of interesting. Despite low Fed benchmark rates, I wouldn't guess this. The average interest rates for consumers pay on credit cards, can you believe this, is over 17% in May, the highest in 25 years. According to the Federal Reserve, there's currently $850 billion in U.S. credit card debt outstanding, almost $1 trillion. Over 17%, Melody, for credit card debt. Who, in the right mind, would finance something on a credit card and pay 17% plus? I understand
merchants.
I do.
That rate is low. That's the average rate. I'll guarantee, look at all those that are paying 21, 22, 23. I mean, if you don't have an 850 score, those are the ones who get the 17. And then most of the people with that highest score just pay it off monthly, so you don't have any interest rate charge at all. So
I've really sent you the credit card, but if I do pay it off immediately. I don't let it build up and accrue any interest. You know, mm-hmm. I hate credit cards. I wish they'd been invented. I hate debit cards and bank cards. I don't use them. I don't trust them. I've seen many people defraud with them. Even here in West Virginia, they put some kind of device in gas pumps that will read the person's card. Now, they can install it somehow, read the person's card, and they can actually use that card to buy things with. It's been going on here in this for a while. Credit cards, debit cards are easily hacked. Cash is a little harder to hack.
Let me tell you what I saw. I can't remember. Was it a Royal Gas Station? I got gas. It's not a place I normally go, just not my normal gas station stop. And I was standing there, you know, looking, reading stuff on the pumps and stuff like that. And you have the credit card reader where you put the credit card in there,
reads
the credit card, you know, and then you pull it out and so forth. But next to it, on a different, totally on a different level on the gas pump, there was another scanner. And somebody had written a note on there. This is for future chip reading. Implanted chip readings.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought, I did not. And I started looking at my gas pumps. I didn't see any of those. Now, I don't know if that's what it's for, but that's what somebody wrote on there. But I'm thinking, why would they have two scanners? You already had one to put your credit card in. This was a separate scanner.
Well, what was it? Was it like a credit card opening or just a flat scanner? How'd that work?
It was a flat scanner.
That sounds like it could be for a debit card. I mean, for a chip in your hand or something. It really does. Wow.
So, yeah.
I wish you could picture, like, see that.
Yeah, somebody. I'll have to remember to. I need gas. I'll go look and send it to you.
Yeah, I like to see that. And ask inside if you don't mind what it's for. You know, you got me very curious. Ask inside and see what they say it's for.
All right.
It's interesting.
It is. It's very interesting.
A little scary, too, but interesting. Yep. Wow. Yeah, I like to know about that.
I just read somewhere that somebody had their car key, or chip implanted in their wrist or hand so they could just get in their car.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That is really spooky. I mean, it really is. I mean, people are accepting so many things, Billy, that 20, 30 years ago, they wouldn't even dream of doing. They're accepting it just as something that's convenient and handy. You know that to be true.
I do.
Wow. And here's a sad thing. I'm waiting for a pay raise here so I can take a vacation. It says 42% of Americans say they can't afford a vacation. And I can understand that. It ain't cheap traveling around this country. It isn't. It's worse than it was 5 years ago. So people are kind of struggling even, you know, to take a little vacation. But it said trade tensions have economists predicting the likelihood of a recession in the next 12 months at 35%. U.S. student debt is over $1.5 trillion. Almost 40% of Americans think the economy is not good or poor. Half of those surveyed said that the activities they skipped were too expensive to begin with or not a good value. 41% said they wanted to save money for other things, and 43% reported not having enough money in general after basic expenses were paid. So I don't care what anybody says. Maybe it's not in everybody, but most people are tightening their belts. I am tightening the belt, trying to keep my head above water. And I haven't been on a vacation. I don't know if I'm going to take one this year. I mean, I took my grandson to the state fair last week. That's the biggest vacation I've had. So people are tightening their belts, Melody. And I can tell you right up front, I'm not ashamed to tell you, we're tightening our belt here in the Paul homestead because we have expenses to pay, and it's eating us up. I mean, it's just eating us alive. I mean, I paid taxes yesterday. Paid the property taxes. And it went up since last year. And I have to tell you, I have to really swallow hard to write a check to the sheriff's department to pay property taxes. That goes all through me. But it's going up every year a little bit. How long before a little bit becomes too much for people on a fixed income?
Well, wait until they start tackling the entitlements, because they will have to do it after this. Whoever gets elected in this next... The next president's going to, and hopefully, yeah, I agree. Hopefully, it's still Trump, but I mean, they're going to have to attack the entitlements. I mean, that's just something they're going to have to do.
Well, you know, I've noticed, and I know everybody that draws Social Security has noticed, increases in Social Security are very rare, and they're very low when they do happen.
It's not even, really.
It's not keeping up with anything. It's actually a joke. It's actually a joke. And I know people who live on Social Security alone. That's why I still work part time, because I couldn't do that. I'm not a lazy man, Melody. I just never was very smart, but I will work. You know.
Well, one of the biggest problems, I think, and it's very difficult to determine, you know, how long you're going to live. And talking to a financial planner a month or so ago, they said to me that's becoming their newest issue. People are outliving their money, and they're trying to find ways to supplement. They thought they could live in the same home. They thought they had it all, you know, figured out. But inflation is going to eat away at your savings without you ever really noticing it.
That's true.
One day you're going to, you know, and these people were in there. She was telling me of a couple that she was working with. They're in their mid-80s. And she says they're outliving their money. So now we're trying to figure out a way that they can, you know, what they can do with their home and, you know, so forth and continue to live. And
maybe a reverse mortgage. I mean, that's their big now anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, they'd probably be a little better off, too, if they didn't have to pay property taxes.
That's very true. I don't know where they live, but some places they're so outlandish in some places that I don't know how people pay them anyway. I had one gentleman tell me a few months ago that his property taxes were equal to his house payments every month.
Huh?
I think it's New Hampshire, I believe, is where it was. His property taxes, they have a view tax up there, BIEW, view tax. You get taxed on how pretty it is out your window.
Wow.
Yeah, really. Any way they can get money. Now, here's something most people don't know, but how many people out there listen to this program? Probably most of them out there do. Know that the IRS is not government. You know that, Melody. The IRS is not a government agency, is it?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can talk about all agencies, you know, we're a corporation.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Then the IRS is a private collection arm for the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank cartel. We know that. But now the IRS, if you owe back taxes, they say you may lose your passport. Now, who gave them the power to become gods and tell you if you owe back taxes, we're not going to let you leave the country for any reason? The law enables, it said, this is called the Fixing America's Surface Transportation, FAST Act. This law enables them to deny passport application or revoke resisting passports due to outstanding debts. That is pretty much makes you a serf or a slave, does it not?
It does.
You know, but this is for real. And the IRS is not a government agency. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency. We've been duped, swindled, lied to, and stolen from. And now they have the power to keep you from traveling anywhere outside the country. Isn't that wonderful to live in a free land? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, I don't know how you feel about it. I have mixed thoughts about it. Where Bibi blocked Omar and Tlaib from entering Israel.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, it's
mixed emotions on that too.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survival brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I know the ticker on a website is broke the link, so we're trying to get it fixed up. So my apologies on that. It seems like the more technology gets advanced, the more and more problems there are, you know.
Amen.
I wish they'd advance technology so things don't break or lose connections or links, but then people wouldn't have jobs. So I guess it's called a little bit of job security.
That's a good way to look at it. I hadn't thought about the way forward. That's a good way to look at it. Next time the internet goes down, I'm going to say, well, hey, somebody got to have a job, you know.
Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter and give us a call here at 1-800-375-4188. And again, you know, don't think that prices for gold, I didn't buy gold when it was $1,300. Now it's $1,500. It's too expensive for me. My question to you then is, how much are you willing to lose? Because that's what you're doing. You think you're losing far more than just $200 from $1,300 to $1,500. What you're losing is in your purchasing power. And for those of you who don't get in, and a lot of those folks who think that, don't get in at all. And they'll wait for it to go up another $200. And then I'll hear everybody say, well, I wish I would have gotten in at $1,300 or $1,500. So you can't think like that. You know, when you make the decision, you get in, because it truly is a long-term investment. And so give us a call if you need any help, you got some questions. And, of course, we appreciate your support by purchasing your gold and silver, because nobody really does it as well as we do. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Butch.
Yes. I'm right here.
What's next?
I thought this was interesting, too. Labor tensions flare at American Airlines. Over hundreds of canceled flights. Now, this I thought was interesting, because American Airlines has accused a union representing its mechanics of a purposeful work slowdown to win leverage in contract talks, which said called more than 900 flight cancellations over the last 2 months. Now, the airline wants compensation from the unions, and a federal court in Texas, issued a permanent injunction against the mechanics union for the slowdown that American alleges in a suit this spring. A day later, Fort Worth-based American Airlines said it would seek damages from the unions. The Transport Workers Union of America and the International Association of Mechanics and Aerospace Workers. But anyway, they said the stocks dropped to three-year low because of all this and the fight. And I question this also. The union, the men want more money, and they can't strike. The court said they can't strike, and I can see the reason why for that. Again, that weakens a union. So, Melly, this is another puzzling situation. And if you got mechanics working on airplanes that are not content mechanics, is that a good thing?
No, not if you're flying.
That's what I'm saying.
Not if you're a passenger.
So, you know, this is something that you need to think about. And I know it sounds horrible, and I don't like to think about that would let something go on an airplane that the new needs fixed just because they're mad at the company. But I don't know that. I also don't like to thank somebody with a gun or shoot down 30 people either.
Well, the thing of it is with the mechanic, though, it is a little different, because when you have those types of stress, it's usually nothing, anything that you would do intentional. It's just that your mind is elsewhere.
Yes.
And yeah, you're thinking about feeding your family. You're thinking about, you know, providing college for your kids. You're thinking about this. And you know, so those pressures can overwhelm you and you make mistakes. So that's I don't think anybody does it intentionally. I'm sure there might be some.
I wouldn't think so.
But I mean, it's just the stress and the pressures, that's when we make mistakes.
You know, I wouldn't think so. With the instability of people today, I can't guarantee it'd be true, but I know what you're saying. We folks like you and I would never consider doing something like that on purpose, but unfortunately, we'd never pay everybody to think that way. Now, here's something I think's interesting. Hong Kong activist leader calls for a run on Chinese banks tomorrow. Prominent Hong Kong pro-independence political activist Chen Hoshian has called for a run on Chinese banks, asking that everyone withdraw their money on the same day. Hoshian is a founding member of the governor of the Hong Kong National Party. Arguing that large-scale protests have only led to injuries and escalating police brutality, Hoshian believes another method could be used to severely undermine China's influence, a good old-fashioned run on the bank. He suggested that another method could be used, namely impacting the financial system. He called on Friday, August 16th, that Hong Kong citizens take out all bank deposits. The primary goal is Chinese banks, but he said other banks should also be targeted. Otherwise, Chinese banks can borrow money from the other banks to solve problems. Now, that could, if they do that, that could cripple something if they're going to do it, and we'll know tomorrow. What's your opinion on that?
I don't think he has a loud enough voice in order to make any type of power to get this done. So, I mean, I think and it really hasn't had any impact. I mean, as far as, you know, his words making a difference as a threat, so I don't think it would happen. But the idea, the thing of it is that he's saying it.
Sure. And getting by with it. And with the Chinese-controlled nation, getting by with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have a lot of banking controls and so forth. But interesting.
It's
stuff like this that happens out of the blue that no one is prepared for, and it's like, dang, it did happen.
why did the riots end all of a sudden? Do you know why the riots ended? Do you have any idea?
I'm not so sure they did. I mean, you know, they do take a breather. You know, people do have to, you know, they work and so forth. So, you know, and I'm sure seeing the troops lying on China's doing exercises and everything, China's military doing exercises, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, too. I mean, but we'll see if they stay home.
Well, a run on the bank, if they do it, could bring some action, too, obviously.
It's a little harder to prove who did it. I mean, you know,
It is. I mean, people who drink the money out of the bank. I mean, who are you gonna prosecute?
But there are. I don't know about Hong Kong, but I know China has, and I think a lot of Eurasian countries have they have strict rules. You can't just, you know, move your money around as easy as we can here in the States. And your European countries and other places around the world. It's my understanding that China, you're only allowed to take out $50,000 cash, period. It can't go to other countries and so forth. Now, they have found ways to circumvent that, you know, and that's where cryptocurrencies are playing a major part in helping, you know, some of these Chinese people to move their money, you know, and so forth. But so I don't know.
What's the limit here?
That area is not my expertise, so I'm not sure, you know, how and what, you know, the impacts might be. But I would think China would have enough, control over to not to allow that to happen.
Well, don't we have a limit here in this country also?
Not to move out of the country.
No, okay, not Yelkin. Okay, gotcha. All right, gotcha.
We don't have any limits on what we can take out of the bank. They want to know when you remove $10,000 cash, but you can write a check for $1 million. You know, so.
Yeah, I knew there's some limitations going on there, but yeah, I don't know. What time will tell?
It's just cash. It's just cash.
Okay. China blocks U.S. Navy ships from visiting Hong Kong, and that's kind of a big thing. The U.S. Pacific Fleet confirmed on Wednesday that China has blocked a previously scheduled visit for the two U.S. Navy ships to Hong Kong, adding that it hopes Beijing will soon reconsider and continue allowing the American military to have ties to the capitalist port city. The denial comes amid months of protests against the communist regime, attracting millions of city's residents and triggering a violent police crackdown. The Communist Party had repeatedly blamed President Donald Trump for fabricating the Hong Kong protests as a ploy to weaken the Chinese economy. Trump had denied any involvement, citing the lack of evidence present and expressing confusion about the accusations. So they stopped the American ships from coming in and going, I guess, R&R in Hong Kong. I don't know. Why they did it, for sure, I really don't know. I mean, if they're blaming Trump for what's going on there, I can't see that maybe that's why they're doing it. It doesn't make any sense to me yet. But that's the first time, I guess, that I know of in history that they stopped American ships coming into Hong Kong.
It is. But these are just little signs. They're flexing their muscles. And, you know, it has a lot to do with the trade wars. It's all these little tit-for-tats type things. And eventually one of these little tit-for-tats is going to be a lot bigger than just that.
Absolutely.
And so it's I don't know where it's heading. And again, I think it's going to be a very interesting election year if we make it that long, make it that far. So.
Well, I had a guest on Tuesday night's program. Benjamin Baruch was on with me, and he had put together a very interesting prophecy that he faced because it was going to unfold over the next few months or year, started back in 1950. And people that missed that program might want to try to get a copy of that somehow. They can call us at the office. We'll get you a copy of it for a few bucks just to pay for it. But it's a very interesting prophecy of what he saw as the last 70 years of America. But interesting, folks, seriously, as an end-time Babylon. You might want to check it out if you can. Just call us at the office. We'll get a copy for you at 800-777-4403. If you donate 10 bucks, we'll send a copy CD of it. But anyway, middle class debt spiral. Consumers have never been in more debt, and bankruptcies are surging. Now, I didn't know it was in more. I didn't know it was that much in debt more than in the past. But I guess we are. The cost of living has risen much faster than wages have, and that's no lie. As a result, hardworking families all over America are being stretched financially like never before. Even though most of us are working, 59% of all Americans are currently living paycheck to paycheck. That's very true. And almost 50 million Americans are living in poverty. In desperate attempt to continue the middle-class lifestyles, many Americans have been piling up mountains of debt, and it has gotten to the point where we have a major crisis on our hands. According to the New York Post, the total amount of debt the U.S. households have accumulated is about to cross the $14 trillion mark for the very first time. Meanwhile, record American household debt, near $14 trillion, including mortgages and student loans, is some $1 trillion higher than during the Great Recession of 2008. Credit card debt of $1 trillion also exceeds the 2008 peak. I do believe, Melanie, that we're on the verge of something happening here that's going to make 2008 look like nothing. I really believe that. And will there be another bailout? I don't know. But something's going to happen. They're going to have to do something because this can't be good.
Well, supposedly the Federal Reserve already has a program set to go for the next economic downturn, recession. But I don't think it's going to be big enough in order to handle the, you know, what they're going to face. I mean, we don't have the money. And, yeah, and you hear it more and more, debt. Well, it's,
yes.
Until it matters, it's, I guess they can just continue to print it. But it does eventually, because there's always something outside our realm of control. And, of course, that comes from all the other nations. We're all synchronized. And so we're global, ladies and gentlemen. So what happens there happens here. And as bad as you might think it's happening here, it's going to be far worse everywhere else. That I agree to. That doesn't mean it's going to be a cakewalk here.
Oh, not even close.
No. Nope.
And here's something. I'm going to teach you some new words. And they're not bad words. Well, they're bad words, but they're not the way you think. It's California schools to teach kids that capitalism is racist, that history is sexist. Now, I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real. Secondly, not content with trashing democracy, California, through its education department, is attacking capitalism as well. As noted in the Wall Street Journal column by longtime education reformer Williamson Evers, the state's draft ethnic studies model short curriculum, which is self-defined as the ex-disciplinary, that means loving and critical practice of holistic humanity. Now, let's run about it again, folks. I know it's a mouthful. Which is self-defined as ex-disciplinary, loving and critical practice of holistic humanity, describes capitalism as a form of power and oppression alongside patriarchy, racism, white supremacy, and ableism. Amid a document full of loony lingo such as positionalities, hybridities, nephilis, misogynoir, and cis-heteropatriarchy, the document all but glorifies Puerto Rican terrorists, convicted top killers Mohamed Abu Jamal and Ashte Shekar and other radicals, while somehow teaching mathematics in the context of social justice. That is being taught in the schools in California. Now, I know I got some new words there for you. I can't even say them.
Well, you know what? It's just I was actually reading an article where they were now going back to change the founding of America. They were going back and is being founded and built. I mean, it's like they want to go back and change everything and make it changed by the slaves. That it was the slaves that cultivated this nation into what
it is today.
It wasn't the founding fathers. It wasn't the founding fathers. It wasn't this. And it's just like, how do you... I mean, if they go back and change our history, then you also have to go back and change world history. I mean...
Yes, you do.
I mean,
And you can't really change history. You can rewrite it, but history is history. It's not going to change. You know? And I do want to say one more thing very quickly. This is a sad story. You know about the shooting in Philadelphia yesterday, right? 60 officers shot, apparently.
Yes.
People actually threw stuff at them and mocked them while they'd been shot at.
I know.
Society's crumbling. Society's crumbling.
It really is. And we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
That's too bad.